There have been big snows also in upstate New York, 21 inches in some areas. The Reverend Jim Renfrew, a Presbyterian minister in the town of Bergen, usually welcomes the big snowfalls.
I find it very beautiful. See the flakes coming down. I went out and shoveled the driveway in the morning so my wife could go to work. And I went out a little bit later and needed to be shoveled again. My son really enjoys that. He was very anxious to get out there yesterday morning and start shoveling himself. We had about 18 inches in our front yard.
In the morning?
Yeah.
You know, there's a special kind of, a stillness in the morning when you're starting to wake up and it's been snowing overnight and it's sort of muffled out. Did you notice that?
Oh, absolutely. And that's the part I most enjoy about a heavy snow. We live, about 100 yards from a major interstate expressway. And most any other time of the year, you hear the trucks pounding down that road all times of day. But on a day with heavy snow, it's quiet. And you can really hear the other sounds of the city as people are getting up and starting their day that are normally drowned out by that noise. And the other thing you notice, and when you go out in the morning, you realize that there are more inhabitants in the neighborhood than you realized when you see all the little tracks going across the backyard of cats and squirrels and other unidentified creatures.
Also, the kind of snow, it sounds like, that makes one want to curl up on the couch with a blanket or perhaps a fire in the fireplace and do some reading.
Well, yes, I wish we had a fireplace, but that's the kind of thing you do on a day like that. I have a lot of flexibility in my schedule because, I don't work on an assembly line or anything, and if it's a snow day, I can easily stay home and do most of my work over the telephone, and it is a little bit more of a casual day for me. I think it goes back to my childhood where the first thing that went through our mind when we saw that heavy layer of snow was maybe there won't be school today.
Mm-hmm.
And though that certainly makes our lives a little more complicated with our son being home from school on a snow day, I can't help but sympathize with his thoughts about that.
Right. How old is he?
He's 10 years old. Actually turned 11 yesterday, so the snow is like a birthday present.
What about the some of your parishioners now? The snow must create some difficulties, especially for the older people.
Oh, yes, and even as I'm talking to you and describing the beauty and the quietness of the snow, I have to be aware of the fact that a lot of the older members of my church find this to be a really big challenge. It literally strands them in their homes. And even though they may have somebody come in to plow their driveway, the roads are icy enough and the traffic is difficult enough that they pretty much stay home.
Mm-hmm.
One thing nice about a church community is that people kind of look out for each other. So I'm sure the various people are calling each other on the phone and just talking about the weather and just checking on each other, making sure everybody's okay.
You know, sometime soon, perhaps you've done it already, you will have to turn your mind to Sunday's sermon. Can you find anything related to snow in the Bible, any way to come up with a sermon topic out of this?
The only thing that immediately comes to mind is the story of the Israelites in the wilderness wanderings. And they had no food, and they complained loudly to Moses. And one night, God showered crumbs of bread on the ground, such that the ground was white as snow. And they gave the name manna to that bread, which basically in Hebrew means, what is it? And it helps us see that the snow, in spite of its inconvenience and difficulty and even danger, is a beautiful thing from God.
Reverend Renfrew, thank you for your time, sir.
Thank you, Noah.
Jim Renfrew talked with us from Stone Church in Bergen, New York.